Thanks, Jeanette, and thank you everyone for coming and not being out celebrating. We were discussing earlier before the presentations began that we were kind of taking bets on how many people would be here, and you have way outdone any of our expectations. So thank you so much. I would like to introduce myself briefly. I'm Lynn Woodhouse. I am a professor of community health at the Jinping Su College of Public Health at Georgia Southern University. I've served as associate dean and interim dean there as well, and I've spent the last 30 years of my career doing evaluation research and doing workforce development around issues that have relevance for research and evaluation research. So this presentation is going to peel the onion back a little bit. We've had some looks at some higher level discussions of evaluation. This was kind of a presentation that grew really out of a presentation that came from a board meeting, the funder of the projects I'm going to talk about. There were several CDC people serving on the board of the foundation who came up to us afterwards and said, you've got to come and do this presentation about evaluation people as change agents in one of our specific things. So this is for the ears of people who can stand to hear about what some of us might call not completely objective evaluation. So if you can't stand that, if it's got to be an evaluation as only an objective bystander, put your fingers in your ears and don't listen. Okay. I have no relationships to disclose. Some of the learning objectives really are really to talk about how we integrated QI and quality improvement. We're doing tons of work in my area on quality improvement and working with local public health departments and contributing to quality improvement research. So this was a natural combination process. But how we integrated QI models with program evaluation to increase program improvement. Again, that part where you got to stick your finger in your ears. And how this integration of these models can really support effective evaluation down the road, both at the formative level, which in the case of many of these projects was critical if we were going to have anything to talk about at all, and at the summative level, especially for the fact that we were doing a multi-site statewide evaluation. This is a four-year project. We've just been refunded for the fourth time. I'm the PI on this project. We were given the opportunity to provide the model for cross-site evaluation for five childhood asthma management programs funded by the Healthcare Georgia Foundation. There are things listed here: reduce morbidity, facilitate effective healthcare.